You're listening to Bariatric Life Podcast, a podcast about weight loss surgery. Chris and I are not doctors, nor have we ever played one on TV. We are sharing our personal views and opinions only. Please always follow your doctor's advice. Follow us on Instagram at Bariatric Life Podcast and at Amanda's VSG. Thanks for listening, and now on to the show.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
We are so excited to announce a new partnership with Titan Nutrition. They have proteins, vitamins, pre-workouts, and superfoods. Their proteins come in flavors like peanut butter fudge and snickerdoodle.
Snickerdoodle's my favorite.
And they have 24 grams of protein.
Go to titannutrition.net and use code BARIATRICLIFE for 10% off your order and get free shipping. Again, that is titannutrition.net. And discount code Bariatric Life, all one word.
Hello and welcome to Bariatric Life Podcast. This is Amanda.
And this is Chris.
And this week we're going to talk about running. Long pause.
Yes. I was going to make a comment about this is the second time we've recorded this because you forgot the name of the podcast on the first try.
Yeah. Welcome to something.
Maybe that'll be our next podcast. Hello, and welcome to something.
Something. So one of my... So... Don't forget to buy your shirts. JK. It wasn't a resolution, necessarily, but one of my things...
Growth goals, I think, is what we call them.
One of my goals was to start running. Mm-hmm. And I went through 8 billion apps to figure out which one to go with. And, like, Couch to 5K is really popular.
Yeah.
And it was an 8-week program that started out with a minute of running. And I thought, that's just... Did you do your eyebrows?
Like a week ago?
They look nice.
Thank you.
They're not as old man-ish.
Old man and crazy. Yeah, like a week ago.
Apparently, I don't look at your face very often. Anyway, Couch to 5K just seemed like too much. It was an 8-week program. It started out with a minute of running, and that was not my jam.
Yeah.
But I found... You're looking at me so weird. I found...
Because now I'm looking at your eyebrows.
I need to get mine done for sure. I found... Not found... This is...
Found it?
This whole podcast is a...
I love this episode.
Is a crock of poo.
Well, do you want to restart it?
No. It'll be fun for people, I think. The pod... Or not the podcast.
Oh my God.
I swear we haven't been drinking or smoking dope. The app that I found is called None to Run, N-O-N-E-T-O-R-U-N, None to Run, and it is a 12-week program that started off with 30 seconds of running.
Which is far easier than a minute. You feel less like your body's trying to kill you.
Yes. And I thought, I can handle that, and I don't like paying for apps, but I did pay for this one because you can only... The free version only has, like, the first day. Mm-hmm. So I did pay for the app. It was $35.99 for a year.
Well, that's not bad at all.
I hate paying for apps. I don't know why.
I don't either, but I have no problem paying people for their work if it's something I enjoy or utilize.
Well, speaking of enjoyment...
Pay your developers...
And pay your podcast. I'm just kidding. Your podcast hosts.
You got your sixth sense.
JK, again. This episode, man. I'll tell you.
So the first week, every week starts with a 5-minute warm-up of walking. The first week was 30 seconds of running with a 2-minute recovery.
And I did that one with, well, I did some of those with you.
You did the very first one.
Yep. When we were doing the outside walk.
Yeah. And how did you feel about that?
I didn't feel like I was going to die, but I also was not as happy as if we had just walked.
Yeah. The first week felt very doable, and I didn't mind it. The next week, week two, was 1 minute of running with a 2-minute recovery for a total workout of 25 minutes. And I could do that one, too. And I didn't feel like I was dying, and everything was fine. We get to week three, same thing, 1 minute of running, 2 minutes walking for a total of 30 minutes. All right, I got this.
Little bit longer, an extra 5 minutes.
Yeah, I got this. I'm cool. Wow, do you hear my stomach?
I did not.
Oh, I don't know what it's doing. We get to week four, and that was 90 seconds of running with a 2-minute recovery. The 90 seconds was really tough.
Yeah, I remember you struggling with it some on the treadmill.
Yes, and then the 2 minutes felt great.
it was a nice little reprieve.
Yeah, and the 90 seconds was very tough. And sometimes it was more like 85 seconds, if I'm being honest. Then we get to week five. And this is where everything goes downhill.
Not literally, though, because that would be easier.
It wasn't going uphill either, because I was on the treadmill and it was a flat surface. Week five was 90 seconds of running with only 1 minute of recovery. And that first day, I couldn't make it through all of them. And I was like, that's fine. I'm listening to my body. The second day, I couldn't make it through all of them. And I said, that's fine.
Listening to your body.
Listening to my body. The third day, I was like, I'm going to do every interval, and I'm going to do them for their entirety, and I'm not going to cheat and make it 85 seconds. And I got so pissed off that I gave up.
You did.
I did.
You didn't like straight up stop. You slowed it down and finished your workout at a walking pace.
I did, yes. I did finish the workout at a walking pace, but I said, fuck this shit. I'm done. I'm never running again.
Yep.
This is bullshit.
And I was just sitting there at my desk trying to think, how am I going to be supportive and not to piss her off? Because she's got that look in her eye that every man knows. When your spouse gets that look, you don't say anything, you don't do anything, you act like the kids in Jurassic Park don't move. Their vision is based on movement. If I don't move, she won't see me here.
I didn't realize it was that bad.
Yeah, you were.
I was so mad because 90 seconds was tough as it is, but then only a minute of recovery made it even worse. And I was fed up. I felt like a failure. Because that was day three, and I forgot to mention this. It's 3 runs per week.
Yeah.
So I was on day 3. I couldn't finish it, and I was mad at myself. I was over it. I went against all my daily affirmations of I am a runner, I am running, and I said, fuck this shit. Now, I didn't mention at the beginning, and should have, but all along this has been something that I've struggled with as far as believing I could do it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had daily affirmations to tell myself I am a runner. And I was working with my therapist even on overcoming these negative things I was telling myself and the limiting beliefs. If you're a tribe member, I had a lot of limiting beliefs
mm-hmm.
about being able to run. And my daily affirmations started out with, I'm capable of being a runner. It morphed into, I am a runner.
Mm-hmm.
And then my therapist recommended, as I was running, to tell myself, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running. At the, like, cadence that I was running. So mm-hmm. for me, it was like, I'm running, I'm running, I'm running.
Just keep swimming, just keep swimming. And that's how we got sued by Disney.
So this is something that I've been mentally struggling with
mm-hmm.
very deeply. And on that third day, when I said, fuck it, I'm over it, I'm done, finished my walking workout
mm-hmm.
and went. Got
pissed off and went downstairs and got ready for the day.
Yeah, I got ready for the day. And I always have a little bit of time after I get ready before I have to leave for work that I journal and write down my stats from the previous day and write down my stats from my workout, blah, mm-hmm. blah, blah. So I journaled on it. I didn't even do my gratitudes or my affirmations. I just went straight into mm-hmm. journaling. And as I was journaling about how much running sucks and it makes me sweat and I get out of breath and I hate it.
Don't like it.
I hate it. I think it's stupid. Why did I ever do this to myself? How terrible, terrible of a person I am because I couldn't finish it. I thought, what if I went back to a time where it was just challenging enough
mm-hmm.
and I didn't feel like I was going to die.
Mm-hmm.
I could do it, but it was still difficult. And I actually kind of enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
And that was going back to week three, which was 1 minute of running with a two-minute
cool down. Yeah, or recovery.
Recovery. And I thought back to what my therapist had said, because I had a therapy appointment during that week, and I was going on about the 90 seconds of running. And she was like, so what happens if you have to repeat a week?
And the answer was?
Nothing happens. Like, she likes to ask that question. So mm-hmm. what would happen if?
No, I know.
And every time it's like nothing. Nothing will happen.
Some made up scenario that in my mind that only exists in my mind
yeah.
happens. And I'm the only one that feels bad about it.
Well, and I told her too, I was like, well, I have a calendar that I mark off the days and it's laminated. I can't unlaminate it. And she was like, but I know you saved that calendar and you can print it again.
And you would have no problems laminating it again.
I know. I would have so much fun laminating yeah. again. So, yeah. What would happen if I had to repeat a week? Absolutely nothing.
You would repeat the week. You would not die. You would feel less likely to die.
And I would feel better about myself as far as I am running.
Mm-hmm.
And not,
I am dying.
I am half-ass running.
Mm-hmm.
I'm being challenged. I'm completing it, and I'm not cheating.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I say cheating. I don't know if that's the right word, but.
No, I think it is. I mean, if you're supposed to do 90 seconds and you're doing 85, it's close enough for government work.
Yeah.
But you're still shaving 5 seconds off.
That's true. So, yeah. So as I'm journaling, I'm like, what if I just go back to week three?
Mm-hmm.
And since I did such a poor job on my workout / run on Friday, which typically on the weekends I just walk.
Yeah.
But yesterday, Saturday, I decided to do... Oh, my.
Sorry, I was trying to keep hold it in. I
thought you were going to vomit.
No, I was trying to keep from coughing. You're blowing your nose. I'm coughing. I think we're trying to get sick.
You look like you were about to vomit.
No. I'm trying to hold back a cough.
And I thought, somebody... he's going to spew all over the place, all over me, and all over this podcast. I would not have aired that episode.
Oh.
That would have been so gross.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I did the 1 minute run with a 2 minute recovery, and I'm going to keep it here for as long as I need to.
Mm-hmm.
And
until you feel you're ready and capable of advancing.
Yeah.
In the program.
And if it takes a couple weeks to get back to the 90 seconds with a 2 minute recovery, then it takes a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to beat myself up over it.
Exactly.
My thing is I feel like I have to follow the program exactly as the program is, and blah, 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 blah.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Well, and I just thought of this, but so you paid $35.99 for a year of the app.
Yeah.
And the program is 12 weeks. So you're just getting... More of your money's worth.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you'd have been done in 12 weeks and had 40 weeks that just got pissed away.
That's true.
So you're capitalizing on your investment in yourself.
That's a good way of putting it. And I really don't have to redo my calendar because the way that it
was just, did you run, not did you run this particular interval
right.
set.
Right. So it says, like, it has a run number, like 13 or whatever, and then it says week 5 or whatever the numbers are.
Mm-hmm.
And then week 6, week 7. So that doesn't have to necessarily be week 6 of the program. That's mm-hmm. week 6 of me running.
Right.
That's run number whatever of me running, not of the program.
Mm-hmm.
So, like you said, I am capitalizing on my investments and utilizing the app to its full potential
mm-hmm.
for longer than just 12 weeks. And the 12th week was a 5-minute warm-up and then 25 minutes of running for a total of 30 minutes, obviously. But maybe I don't ever get there, and that's okay.
Right. The whole purpose of doing the running was to be a runner. And, I mean, in my opinion, if you are running consistently, as in, like, I run 3 days a week, which is what you do.
Yeah.
And I am running for periods of more than 10 seconds at a time, then... You are a runner.
That's where I have like a mental block. Like, am I a runner that only runs 1 minute at a time?
And the answer, so when we did the first one together and we did our mile in just over 16 minutes. Now our normal walking pace is 20 minutes to do a mile. And we did it. We shaved 4 minutes off our mile by running 30 seconds at a time. So if you are a runner that runs 1 minute at a time, that's still under a 15 minute mile.
It's like 15 and a half because I keep track of my pace. But that's still a really, for me, a decent mile.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not like I'm training for anything and
right.
I have like a timetable that I need to meet. I'm just doing it to challenge myself.
You're not going to do a triathlon. You're not going to run the Boston Marathon with the intention of trying to win.
I mean, we do have some 5Ks scheduled, but we're going to walk those.
Right, because I don't run.
Because you don't run. And I only run 1 minute at a time. So, and I've decided I'm okay with that. And I'm glad that I'm in therapy and that she's able to offer these alternative solutions. Mm-hmm. In that she reminds me what would happen.
Nothing.
I've got this crazy stuff going on in my head and all these. I don't know why I guess because I have to have something to like ruminate on and.
That's not even a word.
It is a word.
It is not.
It is too. Look it up. And I just have to have something to obsess over, which is another way of saying ruminating. And I think that's my, because I mean, OCD, obsessive compulsive disorder, and I have to have something to obsess over, and currently it's running. And how I can't run, define it.
Noun, a deep or considered thought about something, or the action of chewing the cud. Cows slow down their rumination.
Oh. Okay.
So.
Well, clearly I wasn't talking about chewing cud. But I did use the word correctly.
I stand corrected.
It is a word.
I don't know why I feel like I can argue with somebody that has a master's degree.
You're the one that makes up words, not
No, I just use words incorrectly. My words are real too, they're just used wrong.
I don't know, you tend to make up some sometimes.
Strategery.
My boss used that one the other day and I just lost it. I said, Chris and I use that all the time. I laughed so hard. But anyway, I'm a runner, 1 minute at a time. By the time this airs, maybe it will be 90 seconds. Who knows? Because this won't air until like mid-March.
Yeah.
So I might be at 90 seconds. Who knows?
Maybe we'll have a little addendum to add to this one.
Maybe. But as of right now, it's 1 minute at a time.
And that's okay.
And I'm very negative about running.
Which is all in your head.
It is. 100%.
Because if you don't run, what happens?
Nothing.
Exactly.
I've still got my activity streak going on.
Mm-hmm.
I should have checked to see how much it was before we recorded, but it's like 260-something days or something.
You're closing in on a year.
I am. I'm really excited about it. That's one of my goals, is to have 365 days of intentional activity, and whatever that may mean.
That's just doing something for the sole purpose of exercising and bettering your health.
Yes, because I really struggled with the activity I did after my surgery and whether or not that was considered exercise. But it was bettering my health at the time. So
and your therapist and I both agreed that that accounted.
It did. We just had to change the name of a walking streak to an activity streak.
Yep.
Which I highly recommend you having an activity streak.
Yep. I'm coming up on 100-something days. I'm way behind, I'm much farther behind you than I thought I was, but I'm got my own thing going.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm never going to catch you, figuratively or literally, because you can run a minute at a time and I can only do 30 seconds.
You might be able to catch up to me eventually.
Because I've got a longer stride.
Yep. But. Yep. Maybe we will add an addendum closer to
when this airs.
And maybe we won't. There may or may not be extra to this episode. I might forget.
That's more realistically what's going to happen is we'll just forget.
Yeah, we'll just forget to add.
It'll be mid-March and I don't know. We'll have something going on.
Yeah. probably hockey games.
Yes.
And life.
Yep.
And springtime. Well.
Spring cleaning.
The beginning of spring.
Yep. Move the chicken coop. I really want to move that chicken coop to the very back of the yard.
Yep, I think we should. Maybe I could run around the yard for a minute at a time.
You could chase the chickens.
I could. That would be a workout.
That
sure.
would.
With no intention of catching them, just to annoy them. They would be so pissed.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, that's my running update. There may or may not be an update after we stop talking.
For this recording?
Yeah. For this. This whole episode has been shit.
No.
Yeah.
I think it's been great.
It's very early in the morning.
It is. I was going to say, number one, we should never record before 8 a.m.
That's true.
And it's not even 8 yet. And this is like literally every day of my life. So.
What do you mean?
Just all over the place.
Yeah.
All over the map.
ADHD.
Squirrel.
Very fun. All right, we'll talk to you next time.
See you, bye.
Bye.